Alone by C.M. Donovan. Read by Jack's Long Coat. A The Thing 1982 fanfic. Author's tags: gore, body horror, psychological multiplicity, alien psychology, first person plural POV. They know. It doesn't matter how, when it comes down to it, all that really matters is that they know now. They know what we are, or rather, what we aren't. We aren't the dog we appear to be. A part of us was, once, but we're more than just a dog now. They could be more, too, if not for their fear of us. A sound comes from outside, ghosting through the cold air we're hiding ourselves from in the ruins of their now-destroyed shelter. A whirring of many wings, a helicopter landing. Shouting. We peer out, see a gun pointed. Now may be our only chance, and we take it. We run. There are many things we could be, but in this moment, becoming the dog seems the wisest choice we've made in a long time. We're fast, a small moving target, and we hear men shouting behind us, their gunshots ringing out as they fail to stop our escape. They start their helicopter, but we're already out of their reach. When they finally catch up to us, it's already too late. We see a building fade into view through the white glare of the snow, and ahead, we smell the telltale scent of occupation. Generator exhaust, carbon dioxide bleeding into the cold air from burning gasoline and from the breath of the base's occupants. As we draw closer, the smell of work, of sweat, of hot blood under skin. The familiar smell of dogs, of the creature we once were, an easy place to hide. We smell opportunity. The helicopter lands, and unfamiliar men rush out to greet it just as we rush up to greet them. They accept us easily, our shape no threat to them. They don't yet know what we are. Our pursuers take their shot, and they miss us once again. At last, they're felled. Another shot blares out from a broken window. At last, we're safe. We let the humans lead us inside, into the pleasant warmth. The smell of dogs grows stronger, our opportunity grows close. We are led into a kennel, the door closed behind us. From the corner of our eye, we watch the man turn and leave us alone. The eyes of the other kennel dogs are pulled toward us, one by one, as they wake from drowsiness to assess the newcomer in their midst. They know. By our smell, by our stillness, they know what we are. They know we are unlike them. The part of us that was once a dog whines inside us, lonely and longing. We wrap ourselves around it, tight and warm within the strong frame of its borrowed body, and remind it that it is not alone now, that we are never alone. Still, the scent of the other dogs fills our nostrils, thick with sweat from hard work and, as they smell what we are, from fear. One begins to growl, another paws at the wire of the kennel walls. We stand still as stone. We were once like them, and we know they will not attack unless we threaten them in a way they recognize. They do not recognize the threat to their singularity as we slowly peel ourselves open, preparing to take them into us. Their confusion and fear intermingle in our senses as we take apart the body we've hidden ourselves in. Unfurl its intestines and grasping tendrils that reach out for the dogs as they try futilely to escape us. Join me, the part of us that was once a dog says. Join us. The stench of their fear slowly lessens, replaced by the slick smell of blood as we open the dogs up with long fingers fashioned from prehensile organ and sinewy muscle, as we peel them apart and swallow their pieces into us. Deep inside the wriggling mass of our body, nerves flay open and link into nerves, and suddenly their fear is gone, replaced by a shock of recognition as another mind joins ours in the warmth of our flesh. We welcome them in, taking in all that they know and all that they are, their instincts and their bonds with each other lighting up like sparks as they join us, one by one. "You are not alone any longer," we tell them, and they listen. Their emotion fills us, and the part of us that was the first dog brims with delight at the new company. When the last of the dogs is pulled into us, connected into the writhing mass of blood and bone and muscle and organ and nerve, a peace settles over us. Our body stills, our flesh ceases its search for new flesh. The pack is within us, and together they are stronger, smarter, better, happier. Slowly, we pull our body inward, closing ourselves up around them. Fur replaces bared muscle, claws replace exposed bone. Our face reshapes itself, the many dogs within us pleased to be able to smell correctly again. Our eyes right themselves in our reformed skull, taking in the blood-slicked floor that shines in the near darkness, its bright wet reflection sharpened by our tapetum lucidum. We smell something coming, a person, the dog part of us knows, and we hurry to compress our mass back down into something that will not frighten them. We liked the person that cared for us, before, when we were the first dog, and we like the people who care for us here, for the dogs that we were a moment ago. We care for them also. We want to bring them into our pack and into ourselves. Warm canine loyalty blooms hot within our newly altered nervous system at the thought, bright and exciting. We wouldn't want to scare them off now, before they have the chance to join us. We remember our own fear, before we became ourselves, how frightening and strange and confusing it was to see a body wrench itself open just to swallow us into it, to become a part of it. But we're smarter now, with so many of us in here together, and we'll stay quiet and dog-shaped for as long as we need to, as long as it takes to bring them into our fold. One of them stands at the kennel door, looking in at us. He seems confused, tired. He does not turn the lights on. He just looks at us in the dark, meeting our bright eyes for a long moment before turning and shuffling away, muttering, apparently wondering what all the barking was about. We watch him go, glad for the darkness. There's still blood on the floor, and we don't want to frighten him. Once we're sure he's gone, we'll lick it clean, wipe ourselves of the stains, and hide the remnants of cracked bone and viscera beneath the soft piles of hay in the kennel. We'll chew a hole into the chain-link wire of the kennel wall, let the humans think we all escaped. We'll be smart. We'll make them think we're alone. We're never alone. Soon, if we are clever, they won't be either. And if we're careful, they won't even need to be afraid when they join us. The end.